We're walking on beech nut shells and beech leaves on this Tuesday, the 28th of October, 2014, at 11:11. It is an absolutely fantastic day today, insofar as the weather is good. The sky is blue. The sun is so hot that I really do not need to wear this fleece jumper. Eh?
You not take it off?
I don't want to take it off. I've got a cold. I'm trying to sweat it out. Where's the ball, Moll? So, we've come out for a walk after I've made a discovery this morning with our motorhome. I knew we had a faulty registration plate lamp and a faulty left brake light. So I went in to the number plate bulb. Oh, and after I took the cover off, I noticed that, a small screw kind of fell out. And basically all that needed was screwing back in to make the connection in the circuit. So job done. The brake lamp, however, I'm a bit of a quandary now. It's not the bulb. It's when I took the lens off and took the fitment out, the thing that holds all the bulbs in, I noticed that the king lead of cables that comes from, you know, the engine all the way to the back, it kind of comes through the, go on Moll, get that ball, it kind of comes through the into the back of the bumper, and at that point all of the cables, the smaller cables inside that king lead, go to their requisite connectors on the the frame that hold, you know, with all the bulbs in. The brake light cable, however, has in the past been broken and been fixed, and they've as I can see, one of the little slide clips that goes onto the back of the bulb holder has broken. So what they've done is they've cut the cable about 6 inches from the king lead, where the king lead comes out. It's not a king lead. The king lead's for your spark plugs, of course, but you know what I mean. I'll call it the king lead. They've cut that, and they've connected a new piece of wire with a connection block, and then the other end of the new piece of wire, which would normally have a special clip on it, which would slide on and clip in place onto the back of the bulb holder, has been soldered, or as some people in the world say, soldered, but in Britain we say soldered. That's been soldered permanently onto the back of the bulb holder. So, it looks like a good connection. The bare wire is touching the solder and blah 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 blah. It looks as though there's a circuit there, but I've had a play about battery. You know, the car battery connected, disconnected, and you know, I've had a good play about with it. So I've come to the conclusion that there are a couple of issues. There's something wrong, first of all, with that new piece of wire, which is only about 7 or 8 inches long. So that would need removing and re-soldered, because, as I said, the clip on the clip connector is broken on the back of the bulb holder. There's a problem with the main cable, which runs obviously through in this king lead, which you can't break open. It's all the cables are, it's a harness basically, isn't it? That's what it is. It's a harness of cables that goes from the front of the vehicle all the way through. So it would need a new harness, which I'm invariably not going to buy, Well, actually, it may be very difficult to get it because it's a Fiat Ducato, but it's a motorhome, so it's. You know, and they stopped making that vehicle and all that. In fact, they didn't, come to think of it, because my model is the 96 to 2002. However, the model after that is exactly the same. They just changed the interior and the badges to the new Fiat badge. Cosmetic changes, basically. So, that's the second option. The third option, and I don't know how I'm going to do it, is run a wire from the right-hand brake lamp to the left-hand one. And I say I don't know how to do it because, as I mentioned earlier, this King lead, it goes in its special port in the back of the bumper. So I don't know how I'm going to get through. I don't really want to be drilling any more holes than I have to. So, because it's the back of... Oh, listen to these leaves. It's the back of the... Hey, this is tick season, mind. So careful. Watch out for ticks. Yeah, they're prominent right at this time. And this time of year, because about now we get nice and warm weather, don't we? Like it is today. So anyway, yeah, that's my issues. That's my issue at the minute. So I don't know how exactly I'm going to get around this. Now, Sarah's brother-in-law is a vehicle mechanic. We're not really on talking terms. Sarah is. Yeah, but it's my problem though, isn't it? I don't want to go whinging. The thing is that vehicle mechanic is about 270 miles away. So, I know, but he needs his, we need his garage. Well, I don't, no, actually he doesn't, because there's good clearance underneath the back of the vehicle. Get off that garden, you. Dog. I should have had my sunglasses on. What? What am I looking at? It's salt. This is full of salt. Ready for the winter, so they must have been filling them. This is, we're looking at a big yellow grit bin. And so, it's a different type of grit, that, actually. Really big granules. So they've obviously just filled this, and when it's icy, you spread the grit on the road, and it melts the ice, and provides grip for your car. Grit. That is someone's secret. Oh no, it's evaporated milk. You could turn that into a, money box, evaporated milk tin. Anyway.
Look. I've got loads of leaves.
Leaves and what looks like to be a man's beard. So there we are. Harumph. Harumph. Oh, God. On another note, I am going to upgrade the bulbs to LED bulbs. That's both inside and outside. However, even though I've just bought some LED bulbs and light pads from eBay, come from China, of course, Holly, get off. There could be an issue with how actually bright they are, or how bright they actually are. But we'll see. I'm looking forward to those coming. At the minute, I've only ordered 4 indicator bulbs. And they're basically, instead of having an incandescent style bulb, get off! Bloody dog today. She's back home, you see. She's all excited. Molly! Here. She doesn't want to walk on the tarmac, of course. She wants to walk across people's garden. Molly! Here! Get off the grass. Here. Here, to me. She wants to walk on the soft grass. You can't blame her, like. Yeah, so these bulbs are LED bulbs. I don't know whether Dean, I don't know if Dean's got time at the minute to listen to this. And Dean does a bit about cars, doesn't he? You know a bit about cars, Dean. I've been very careful about the wattage and whatnot. But instead of a kind of, you know, instead of a filament, yeah, have you? Instead of a filament, you've got LED, well, diodes, haven't you? They're diodes. Many diodes on one bulb connector thing. So, yeah, look forward to those coming, see what happens with those. What a beautiful day. I am sweating. It is that hot. It is about 18 to 20 degrees. There's a bit of a breeze, as you can hear there. But the breeze doesn't really cool much down, does it? I mean, it's nice, but the sun now, with there being winter, is very low in the sky. What? Oh, going up here? Oh, I never knew. You're Molly, H-bomb. Yeah. Mol. Come right now. Are you going to throw the ball for the dog? No, whinging. Because he'd be hungry now. It's nearly lunchtime. So let's describe what we're seeing. We've just walked down. For those who are in the know, we walked past our favourite horse chestnut trees, and then down in the back of a housing estate, and then we've come through the housing estate. I completely forgot that this path was here actually, and we're now onto the playing fields. Here, Amal. Yep. There's a bit of an issue getting the fences broken, so we kind of just just kind of plough our way through the fence. Look at this butterfly. Bread. Here, where's that ball? The leaves on the trees are definitely are definitely turning a drab colour. So the change overnight around here has just been incredible. And obviously there's a lot more falling off the trees. Thanks to Mac McColgan, I saw the comment you made, Mac, about the larch dropping needles. So a bit breezy. I'm just looking at pictures of larches. Dog's brought the ball back. You ready to go? Off you go, dog. She needs it. Yes, larch. Mac, that is it. Thanks very much. For some reason, in the back of my mind, I had larch leaves being very similar to beech. What's the matter? Well, don't run, just walk. Yeah, give me the ball. So, beautiful sky. Can you manage tomorrow? Should we go down this way? Can you go down? Are you going to make your way to the cricket strip? Yeah, okay. Tomorrow's pushing the pushchair. Sarah's looking after only one little kid today. She's 10 months old. She's a really good kid. Yeah, give us a ball. Sarah's going up to the shop to get bread, because we bought bread the day before we left. I think we bought bread that Thursday, and we got home last night. It's mouldy. We got a problem with bread going mouldy in our house, so the kitchen must be not damp, but you know, there must be a lot of moisture in the kitchen. Pain in the backside. The kids are all on half-term holiday this week, so a lot of kids about. We're hopefully going to try and get away, aren't we, in the motorhome? I don't know about today, but we're going to break the law because we haven't got a light working. We don't need to go far. I also want to go wild. Do you think you would go wild camping on foot up those woods up there? Look. Yeah? You'd be able to carry your own DOS bag, won't you? Yeah? You carry a DOS bag and a bivy bag? It's like a bag made out of Gore-Tex fabric that you put your sleeping bag in. Oh, what's that dog muck? What a day. Anyway, I'm waffling here on this rambly boo. I'm very conscious that it's Tuesday and I'm wasting my holiday. Albeit it's nice relaxing and nice being with the family. I'd rather do it without childminding children here, of course. Come here, bring that ball. Come on, come here. Smell something. Oi! Molly's been eating. Well, not at my parents, but she's been eating quite well of late and being very snatchy at, biscuits. So I think we're going to have to get her wormed. I think that might be the problem. All of these little things. Nice to hear Ian Cat's voice again. Albeit I am actually catching up on audio boos. So good day to Ian Cat. And specifically, he's coming into summer now. His type of summer. Which is ridiculously hot compared to the summers we have here in the UK. What I have noticed, though, is that even though as the crow flies, we're probably, 300 miles south of my parents, the difference in temperature is incredible. It's much, much cooler up there. A really nasty bite and wind. And here, that's a warm wind. And that sunshine is so hot. So as I say, I am catching up on audio boos. I've said I wanted to be picky and choosy, but I really do want to try and catch up with what people have been talking about. I pushed out 2 audio boos yesterday. The second is really long, 50 minutes. And I'm a bit gutted, actually, not because of the length, because, you know, the majority of you will know that I record them for me. I'm not really bothered about anybody else. It's nice that people listen and comment, and actually I'm very grateful that you do. A couple of people in particular that must listen to my audio boos as soon as they land. You know who you are. Thanks very much for your comments. But what I noticed was, come here, for God's sake, dog. What the hell's the matter with you today? What I have noticed with the Zoom H2N is definitely don't have the gain turned up to number 7. Turn her out the sunshine, we'll walk down here. You could put this down, look. A bit, there you go. Don't have the gain turned up to number 7 because with normal kind of speech like I am now, holding the Zoom the same kind of distances away. Excuse me, it peaks, as you would have heard, so I apologise for that. And I'm really a bit gutted because our little tour around, through Northumberland into Scotland and back was something that I wanted to record and kind of treasure. Excuse me, that's the sunshine doing that. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. It's perfect for a lot of things today. So there we go. 20 minutes. I'm very, very conscious of my audio boos being so long. So I'll sign off for now. And I'll speak to you anon. All the very best to you. Take care.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.